The hard-fought and at times bitter jabs between Salem State Rep. Mary Linda Garcia and former State Senator Gary Lambert of Nashua continued last night on longstanding issues like immigration.
She wants a pathway to citizenship, and that is amnesty in my book.
Mr. Lambert's book is entirely fiction.
And on fresh topics like how far the U.S. should go to stop ISIS, Garcia said all options, including ground troops, should stay on the table. But Lambert, a former Marine, drew a bright line.
I'm the only person on the stage that was boots on the ground in Iraq. No more boots on the ground. It's time for the Iraqis to take their own destiny and run with it.
Former State Rep. Jim Lawrence, meanwhile, said he supported airstrikes but opposed deploying U.S. troops. Lawrence has run a low-budget, low-profile campaign. Last night, he cast himself as a politician who cares about defeating Democratic incumbent Annie Custer, not tearing down fellow Republicans.
You know, we've seen an increase of the attack ads. This is the kind of thing that makes people sick and tired of the political process. It needs to stop now. It's not doing anyone any good.
All the candidates said government must do less. They weighed in on hot-button issues like gun rights, entitlement reform, and Obamacare. Again, Mary Linda Garcia.
And unfortunately, we have a congresswoman right now that has voted to again defend and support Obamacare.
The president, whose popularity in New Hampshire is at an all-time low, came up throughout the hour-long debate. Congresswoman Custer, who polls show is vulnerable, did not get mentioned until halfway through the debate. When Custer was invoked, the candidates linked her to President Obama. Here's Jim Lawrence.
Congresswoman Ann Custer, who votes with President Barack Obama 95% of the time.
Polling suggests this is a tight race between Lambert and Garcia. Garcia's candidacy is being boosted by several national conservative groups. During the debate, she stressed her support from top Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who will campaign with her this Sunday, and Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Gary Lambert, meanwhile, stressed his local connections.
She's got most of Washington coming up to help her out. I'm not getting any Washington, D.C. money.
When asked to name the best thing about New Hampshire, Lambert cited deer hunting. Republican voters will decide which candidate to support Tuesday. GOP Chairwoman Jennifer Horn has asked Garcia and Lambert to remain positive during this race's final week. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.